All right, Zach, how frustrated are you? I think that would be the first question that got us to the offense there. Just didn't quite move it after the first couple of drives.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely frustrating. And, you know, I take it on myself. You know, I didn't play well. You know, and we talk about it as offense, and it's just a unit, you know, and it starts with me and it goes down, and, you know, it's just guys, it's one guy on each play, you know, I mean, it's not just me on this play, or, you know, maybe the receiver on the next play, or a line on the next play, and it's all of us, and, you know, and we're going to correct that, we're going to fix it.
What does Coach say to you, I guess, to restore, I don't know if you need a confidence boost just to restore that you'll be playing this week and all that?
Oh, no, we hadn't even talked about that. You know, I mean, it's not really a, you know, I have plenty of confidence in myself and in the team around me and in Coach Dooley. You know, I don't really think that's an issue. You know, I think, hey, I need to play better. You know, he says, hey, you know, you need to play better. And, you know, he says, Zach, I've seen you play better, and, you know, you can do better, and you know you can. So, you know, I think that's obvious, and I'm going to work toward that, and I'm gonna bounce back next week.
Moving the ball in the first quarter, as I say, what changed throughout the game?
You know, I don't know. You know, we were driving the ball on them, and they're at the towards the end of the game, last fourth quarter, we were driving the ball on them. I don't really – it's just one of those things, you know. I think, you know, they did a good job of coming out and you know, being ready to play. And I guess mentally we weren't ready to really stick it to them. And Coach has talked about it all week. It's going to be a fight. And I thought we were – you know, I guess we kind of thought that we were just going to go out there and, you know, be working hard and just go out there and win. And it didn't happen like that, you know. Kind of caught us off guard, I guess. And they did a heck of a job and came out there fighting harder than we did.
So Ole Miss, what do you have to do better in order to win on Saturday?
You know, I just got to you know, make good decisions and you know, throw the ball better. And I think overall, just be a better leader. You know, just Coach Selvo and Coach Dooley talked about, you know, a leader being a guy who run out in front of the pack and be like, hey, look at me. He's the guy that gets those guys and brings them back up with him. So that's what I have to do. And that's really my job right now is to lead this team and be the leader of the team.
As a quarterback, you need to have a great relationship with your wide receivers. Do you feel because of injuries that you just haven't been able to gel with them at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously hard right now. You know, it's guys are injured, and, you know, there's times when they were bringing guys in, I didn't know they were in, and you know, and that's no excuse because these guys are good, and you know, it's different, you know, it's different guys, and you're not used to some guys, maybe, you know, his steps a little bit longer than other guys' steps, but it's something that, you know, shouldn't be any problem, and we got really good receivers, and we just gotta, you know, get it together.
Coach Dooley mentioned that he was putting on the coaches, so I'm saying they've got to coach better and all. Is the breakdown going on anywhere there? I mean, from your standpoint, what is the breakdown when you're struggling?
I don't think it's anything that has to do with the coaches. And, you know, Coach Dooley's going to say that because he's going to take responsibility for it. But I think it's the players. You know, I think it's us. It starts with me. Like I said, you know, if I play well, we win. And, you know, and I didn't. And I take full responsibility for it, and I think that, you know, all these players are going to say the same thing. They're going to take responsibility for it. You know, I think it's ultimately, you know, our attitudes going into the game and during the game. And I think the hardest thing we've had, you know, coming out and fighting, we're good with that. But if we offensively we get ourselves in a rut, you know, we don't pull out of it well. And I think that's our biggest problem right now. You know, we kind of start fighting against. We start fighting against ourselves. Start getting frustrated, and we just want it so well to do well that you know, we contradict ourselves, I guess, and, you know, don't play up to our ability. So that's what we've got to do.
Any more questions for Zach?
I've got one more. Weldon Brown, Shalimar throwing people in there. Do you expect that to continue a little more? Is that just a, is that because of the injuries or just trying to make something happen?
Well, Shalimar, he didn't play. I think there was a picture of him. Yeah. It wasn't Shalimar. That was actually Shane Womack. And they said it was Shalimar on the thing, but it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't him. But, yeah, but Weldon was definitely in there. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, Weldon is probably the fastest guy on the team. He's a playmaker, and we're just trying to stick him in there and let him go, you know, catch a pass. You know, I think he's played receiver before when he first got here. So, yeah, he's just trying to find somebody, try to make a play, and let him go get it.
Do you feel the team's offense is one big play away from turning the thing around?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, I mean, we act like, you know, hey, this offense is horrible. We put up 40-some points against Hawaii, you know, and I think, as we talked about as offense, you know, it's just we're right there on the verge, and we just haven't pushed through it yet. And, you know, you can see it. You can see things happening. You can see guys, you know, hey, man, we didn't do this, you know, a few weeks ago. That was so, that's so good. There's a lot of good things in it. And we haven't gelled yet. And it's going to come. And, you know, I can tell you this is a big difference between this year's team and last year's. I mean, you know, you go up and as far as just, you know, your mindset and how you feel about games and you know, guys expect to win, and they're going to play hard, and you know, guys are playing hard. And I think right now we've just gotten frustrated. When we don't do well, we get frustrated. But I think there's no doubt in my mind it's coming. It's coming. The time's coming where, hey, we're going to gel, and it's going to start clicking, and we're going to get rolling. And that's just a matter of time, and we just got to keep pushing towards that.
Any more questions for Zach?